going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Just kill, bro. Literally just go, bro. That's all I'm thinking about, bro. As soon as I touch the field, all I do is go, man. And I've been having that mentality since a kid, bro. I honestly don't know, bro. It's just a fire inside me, bro. Kill, though. Man. Take their lunch money, because they ain't... Offensive lineman ain't worth nothing, bro. They really can't block me.
We're back with more draft coverage with Rami Metcalf and Anthony Herron on Sports Radio 670 The Score and the free Odyssey app.
That was Bears' fourth-round pick, Shamar Turner, defensive tackle out of Texas A&M, who they took yesterday, killing people and taking their lunch money. That's what I like to hear from a defensive lineman. It's Rami Metcalf and Anthony Herron with you on day three, last leg of the Scores draft coverage, right up until 2:30, where we will bring you Cubs pregame before they take on the Phillies right here on Chicago Sports Radio, The Score. Joining us now, out at Hallis Hall, he's been our point man on this draft coverage, our Bears reporter, and you can find his work at 670thescore.com. Pleasure to welcome in Chris Emma. Chris, I talked to you a little bit last night about that Shamar Turner introduction to you guys in the Chicago media. I feel like he won the press conference, so to speak, more than any of these other draft picks did. I've heard from a number of people who say, I already love that dude.
Yeah, and he just got into the building here at Halas Hall, just said hello to him, a very pleasant guy. He doesn't look like somebody ready to take your lunch money, but you put on that helmet and those pads, and he's coming after you. So that's exactly what you want in a defensive lineman. He certainly won over the press conference. He won over the Bears throughout the scouting process. This is the guy who's got the makeup that you want and also the tenacity that's going to make him a really successful player in this league.
And as, you know, a lot of folks in Chicago are getting to know Dennis Allen, his approach on defense, and the early draft picks for the Bears weren't necessarily giving us an inkling into how they were going to operate from a personnel perspective on defense. But now that we do see Shamar Turner in the mix here, they've drafted Ruben Hippolyte now as well, and you guys have gotten a chance to speak to a couple of the defensive draft picks here. Do you feel like you guys are able to get a little bit more of an inkling of exactly how Dennis Allen plans to utilize them within his defensive structure?
Yeah, I mean, look, the way that the board kind of set up for the Bears up at the second floor at Halas Hall, I think the thought was that it just tend to lean offense based on the way that they had players evaluated. And it wasn't necessarily they had to fill voids on offense as much as just the best players available happen to be on offense. But they got a couple defenders now into the mix with certainly Shamar Turner and now Ruben Hippolyte, as you mentioned, the linebacker out of Maryland. And two guys that really fit that style. We've been talking about this now since January when Ben Johnson came in as the new head coach. And obviously, as things have heated up toward the draft, about the mesh between Ryan Poole's scouting view along with his brass in the second floor offices here, they combining with the vision of Ben Johnson as well as Dennis Allen on the defensive side of the ball. And you really get the sense through this draft, it's proof to the pudding and what we thought, which is that Ryan Poles and his staff are out to build the best team for Ben Johnson. They are setting this to the mold. Ben Johnson's offense, Dennis Allen's defense, they are building this thing in their liking and their vision. And the examples that you've seen through this draft kind of prove what they're looking for. And, you know, a guy like Hippolyte's a good example of that. He's a speedy player who's going to be a developmental prospect at linebacker position. Somebody's certainly going to play a role on special teams as well. He's a tough guy out there, and that certainly stood out to the Bears as they scouted through. And then Shamar Turner, I mean, you talked that the word that we got heard was, or maybe it's two words, was knockback. I don't know if that's one or two words. Somebody's got to look that up, but you love to hear that. That's a guy, when thinking about that, off the line of scrimmage, off the snap, he's pushing these guys back. He is going 110% every time he's out there. He's got what it takes to be a really big presence for this defense.
Talking with Chris Emmer, Bears reporter out at Halas Hall here on the Scores draft coverage. Two trades today, Chris, and for those who are just tuning in, haven't been following too closely, first they make another move with the Bills, who they swap picks with yesterday. They trade number 109 to Buffalo in exchange for 132 in round 4 and 169 in round 5. Then just a short while ago, making the swap with the Rams, they send number 148 to the Rams for 195 and a fourth round pick in next year's draft. What do these trades say to you about either the Bears' approach or how they feel about what's left on the board?
This is not the strongest draft. This is just not. That was kind of what the scouts and evaluators thought coming in. And that was the case toward the top of the draft. But now as you get into day three, it's limited pickings of what you really want to find in some of these players. And in some of these draft positions, in the case early in the fourth round, for example, I think they had a running back or two targeted. A couple running backs went off the board before the few picks leading to the Bears at 109. They moved back. That's where that deal with the Bills came to fruition. That was a trade back because they simply didn't have anything. They coveted that spot. The Bears were up late in their draft room going through processes and scenarios of what could take place here early in this day three in round 4, and they clearly just weren't satisfied. So then that happened again, another trade back in this draft and doing it with the Rams here in this case. I think they're saying if we don't get what we want, we're going to punt. We're going to take some capital back for the future, which in this case is a fourth round pick for next year, good return, and simply they're just not going to settle on somebody. And they're going to get some guys they want as UDFAs at the end of this draft, and they still got three picks left in this class as well, a 5, a 6, and a 7 to come. So they're going to land a few more players here before this thing's over.
How do you see the roster at this point, Emma? I find the Bears to be in a pretty fascinating spot where they haven't won a lot of games in recent years, but we have seen Ryan Poles, you know, after going through the initial teardown, start to build this roster back up and, you know, stockpile some talent. It just hasn't led to a lot of wins. So my impression is it's a good squad that's still not necessarily that deep of a roster yet, but how do you see it?
I mean, look, it's been a struggle through this rebuild, and not just the results on the field, but a lot of the individuals that they expected to ascend into key roles, guys who are taken a day two and day three of the draft that they hope would be key players for them down the road, who have just not panned out. And with that, as you go through a rebuild, the tearing down from the studs, building it back up, you've struggled to fill the top of the roster and in turn fill the bottom of the roster. It's getting different now. You're in year four of Ryan Poehl's plan. They went stronger, much stronger through trades and free agency this offseason, which brings guys down who were, we'll use a Braxton Jones as a perfect example of this. Like, he was a three-year starter at left tackle. Now he's going to be competing for a spot in his fourth year, and he hasn't necessarily earned a demotion as much as just they're stronger now. They've got different guys competing for those roles. The bottom of this roster is much stronger because the top of the roster is stronger. It's a more complete 53 come September, where you feel better about where they're trending, and you want to keep that going long term. That involves hitting on your draft picks. Obviously, you want to hit those first rounders. You feel good about a guy like Colson Loveland coming in and playing the key role at tight end, but you want to keep hitting on those day two and day three picks that really make you a stronger, better team moving forward. And that's what the Bears hope to be doing right now. They've done a very good job with this draft, and they're adding a stronger, deeper roster that they hope shows come the season.
Are you surprised they haven't addressed the running back position? That seemed to be the position that most people are talking about being the best and the deepest in this particular draft class. And here we are now. We're creeping close to the end of round five, and still the Bears haven't taken anyone at that position.
They've looked to it. They wanted to. Obviously, the interest in Genty was real. That wasn't just smoke, but the price to move up was simply too high for them to make that move. There were guys on day two, and I mentioned it. Early in day two, Bears were sitting there with pick number 39. A couple of backs go off the board, Judkins and then Henderson, and that limited their options. The Bears took Luther Burden, who obviously wasn't necessarily a positional need, but he was the best player available. Then they trade down from 41. Going to day three today, the fourth round, there's some backs on the board, including Cam Scadaboo, who I thought was going to be a good fit for them. He goes off the board. I think they've had some bad fortunes trying to address that running back position. Now, they're certainly content with DeAndre Swift. They still believe in him. I think the hope is that Eric Bieniemy will be able to round him into the kind of back they envision. And obviously, having a stronger offensive line is going to take that a long way. So if DeAndre Swift is your lead back going into the season, I do believe that's going to be the case at this rate. I think they're perfectly fine with that and excited about what he can bring. But, yeah, they've been looking to the back position for this draft. It just hasn't come to fruition for them.
Luther Burden, you used the word exciting, and he's really exciting with the football in his hands, but reportedly one of the reasons that he was still even available for the Bears to pick and not swiped up on night one, some concerns with maturity, focus, even effort at times. And one of the things that's really been sort of a prominent message from Ben Johnson and his staff, and of course the position coach for Luther Burden will be Antoine Randall. What are your impressions about, by comparison to the previous regime, how much more about the details and the accountability will Ben Johnson and his staff be in trying to maximize players like Luther Burden?
You kind of answered your own question there. I love the way you brought up Antoine Randall. That was the guy who led the Bears' interest and evaluation of Luther Burden. That's a key point. You know, the scouts obviously do such a terrific job of assessing the film and going through different parts of a player on the field and off the field. But Antoine Randall was a very good player in this league for a number of years, just a few years ago. He's a younger coach, but he knows what he wants in players. He's going to be really demanding on every wide receiver in that room. He's somebody clearly valued by Ben Johnson to give him a strong title with his coaching staff and a clear voice at the table. So the Bears leaned on Antoine Randall throughout this evaluation. And you mentioned concerns about maturity and whatever else they might have with Luther Burden. And that's all defined by the Bears. They are perfectly comfortable. They believe in this kid wholeheartedly. They see the work ethic. I mentioned it last night with Rami. This guy, after not getting drafted on day one, hits the field after midnight. His girlfriend was out there working the jugs machine where he's catching passes. He was motivated. He was ticked off. Like, that tells me enough about this kid in terms of the maturity and the makeup where he wants to be great and he wants to go out there and show something. We just talked to him earlier today. I I know he came off, he wasn't the most outgoing in his press conference last night. He was outgoing today, and he expressed kind of the desire to be great. This is a guy who's extremely driven and wants to show something. He checked all the boxes for the Bears coaching staff, where clearly they believe in him, and I'm excited to see what he can bring for this team.
And I do think, guys, that when you look at Jameson Williams and Randall Love working with him in recent years in Detroit, perhaps similar in having big playability, but not really being tasked with being the number one receiving option in Detroit. But when the playmaking opportunities were there that Ben Johnson would dial up, Randall L had him locked in enough to become a key cog in that Lions offense. And I would imagine that experience is something that informs Randall L's willingness to continue to work with guys like Luther Burden, who may have some of those maturity concerns coming out.
No doubt. And isn't it a nice situation here, too? In Chicago, we've talked for years and years about the Bears' lack of receiving talent and this and that, and said Johnny Morris's name far too many times. Now we're talking about how are they going to get one ball to these three receivers and two tight ends, and how are they going to feed all these mouths here? Like, it's a fantastic problem to have. And you've got the ideal head coach in Ben Johnson, who knows how to get the ball around and to get his playmakers their opportunities. You've got so many different weapons for this offense, and this team's in such a better place now offensively. Yes, it's exciting. You should be excited. We heard last year about the race to 1,000 with those receivers. Like, you're talking long-term fits now. DJ Moore's locked in on a long-term deal. Roma Dunze is entering his second year. You got a rookie in Luther Burden, who's got the potential to be just as good, if not better, than both of those guys. Like, you've got some real talent at the wide receiver position. You've got a head coach who wants to get the most out of those guys. Oh, by the way, you got a young quarterback who looks really darn promising, and now he's got some new weapons to work with. So, you should be excited about what the Bears have done for their offense.
Hey, Chris, I would never tell you how to do your job. You obviously do an amazing job at it. But I remember last year people bringing up to Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze the futility of the passing game over the course of Bears history, and those guys laughing at it and going, oh, we're definitely going to break that. Can we just not bring it up this year and have those guys jinx what's going to eventually happen once the season starts?
Johnny Morris is a wonderful guy, and I'm sure he's very proud of his record, but I think he's begging for somebody to please break that record. Somebody become the Bears' best all-time receiver. You got three guys on this team who you hope can do it, and maybe all three of them do. Who knows? You want to see some records broken at the wide receiver position. Mufti Muhammad had the famous line years and years ago saying Chicago's where receivers go to die. Now you got a chance for receivers to really thrive here, so it's exciting.
In a career?
That is Chris Emma, our Bears reporter out there at Halas Hall, our point man for our 3 days of draft coverage. Emma, awesome job out there all weekend, man. Go into, I know you got a couple more picks to cover, and you'll get some work up on 670thescore.com, but go get some rest and enjoy a day or two off if the boss is giving that to you. I don't have that power.
I'll take him up on that. I appreciate that offer. Thank you.
There is Chris Emma, our Bears reporter. And again, you can find all his work covering the draft at 670thescore.com. I'm sure he'll be all over the station on Monday as everybody gets back to work and breaking down all the Bears draft picks. It looks like we got a few more minutes before we got to make way for Cubs baseball here in a few minutes, but it looks like we may be around to see who the Bears take there at 169. The Eagles on the clock now at 168, and their pick is in. So as soon as we know that, the Chicago Bears will be on the clock with pick 169, and that pick is in. It's center Drew Kendall from Boston College. So the Bears now officially on the clock there at number 169. And I don't know how deep your draft board goes. Do you have any ideas, suggestions, preferences, whether it's a player or a position in terms of what the Bears do here at 169?
Well, I wonder if the Bears are going to continue to try to solidify the interior of the offensive line anymore. And so Drew Kendall, the teammate of Ozzie's teammate from Boston College, him coming off the board, maybe that ends up having the Bears trade down yet again, because that seems to be one of Ryan Poles' favorite things to do. But as far as what's available, you know, on the board at this point, I would never, you know, have an issue with them taking an additional running back for where things sit. Another edge on defense, I'd be down for that too. And then safety, I'd say those would be the three initial spots that really occurred to me, because, you know, to go with another offensive lineman, you did already get a tackle earlier in the draft. Can never have enough. The competition there, the attrition that tends to set in at that position. I wouldn't have an issue with offensive line, but as far as where I would rank ahead, even though it's a very deep defensive back room that the Bears have right now, but you know, with the uncertainty around Jaquan Brisker, I think safety could certainly be a spot. And another guy, you know, we're waiting for guys like Austin Booker and others, some of these young edge defenders, pass rushers who haven't necessarily come into their own yet. We can continue to be hopeful for that development, and they can also just keep taking bites at that apple. So I'm always down for the Bears taking another pass rusher. You can never have enough.
If you believe what Mel Kiper says, and you brought up both interior offensive line, and obviously we all got running back on the mind. Miles Frazier, the guard out of LSU, is the best player left on the board, according to Kiper. And Devin Neal, a guy who – and I brought him up when the show started as a guy who is still on the board and maybe could be a good pick for the Chicago Bears, a Kansas running back, still out there. Those are the two best players on the board right now, and certainly a player that the Bears could use. However, the pick is in, and it is Zah Frazier, cornerback out of UTSA. This is Mel Kiper's breakdown of him. Frazier possesses a rare blend of length, speed, size, and potential. He reroutes and widens receivers with his long arms. When he gets his hands on them, he can run the fifth fastest, or he ran the fifth fastest 40 for corners at the combine with a 4.36. Stays on stride for stride with receivers on tape. Frazier closes well and jumps routes while breaking on passes. His length, range, and eyes make him effective in zone coverage too. Has small hands. Frazier does drop some catchable interceptions, but he's always around the ball and tied for second in the FBS with six interceptions in 2024. Does miss some tackles, but he's a good run defender for a corner and has the size to continue to get better. So some more depth there in the defensive backfield with Zah Frazier out of UTSA, the cornerback going to the Bears at 169, Ant.
And I would just remind folks, when you just look up and down at the current Bears roster right now, because we did have a caller earlier, or maybe it was a text that we read on the air, just saying that, you know, starters aren't going to come at this point in the draft, and, you know, perhaps we shouldn't be viewing the players in that regard. But just up and down rosters in the National Football League, the focus tends to go towards the guys who are the highest earners, the one percenters, the guys at the top of the depth chart on an annual basis who sign the 10-year deals with 10-figure contracts. But the majority of rosters in the National Football League are made up of the day three guys. You know, there's that separation. There's not a lot of the middle class in the NFL from an earning perspective. You got the guys who eat up the majority of the cap space, and then you have a lot of guys who every few years go from one team to the next, and every season aren't completely certain whether or not they're going to make a squad. And so, you know, this still is a space where you can get contributors, potential starters. Grady Jarrett, I believe, was a fifth round pick. You know, TJ Edwards was a guy who was an undrafted free agent. We saw Jack Sanborn, what he's done here in recent years. That Drew Dahlman, I think, was a day three draft pick as well. So you get contributors and potential starters who can come from this spot. You got to hit on them, though. You got to get it right. We talked about Braxton Jones quite a bit here throughout the weekend, wondering if the Bears would draft someone to supplant him. That didn't happen, but not only contributors, but yes, there can be potential starters who come from this space in the draft.
For what it's worth, Dane Brugler of the Athletic and his The Beast draft guide, he has Zah Frazier as the 23rd best corner in this draft, and with a fifth, sixth round grade. So the Bears getting about the value of what Dane Brugler thinks he is with the pick and in the fifth round. And this was a lot of fun, man. Our first time working together. Hope it's not the last. This flew by.
Yeah, I completely agree, Rami. It's a great time and obviously a big weekend to be able to get to do this together. So hopefully, now that we're seeing who it is being added to the Bears, a lot more conversation that'll be had. Looking forward to doing it with you again, my guy.
Thanks to Ant. Thanks to Sean Sears on the other side of the glass. He's been hustling this weekend up and down these hallways, cutting up tape on the board, telling me what to do on the show, when to break. Great job by Sean all weekend long. And thanks, of course, again to Chris Emma, our Bears reporter, hustling out there at Hallis Hall. Cubs baseball is coming up next. They take on the Phillies out at Wrigley Field. For Anthony Heron, Sean Sears, and everybody involved involved in 3 days of the Scores draft coverage. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You're going to say Jim McMahon's better than Aaron Rodgers?
Now, you want to ask me a question that's not stupid? But you're being an idiot with a question like that.
Now you got to call me an idiot.
You're being called an idiot because that's a dumb question.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.